The materials include an audio file of the executive session where board members discussed claims that Gillum had accepted gifts from lobbyists, including tickets to the Broadway show Hamilton, along with accommodations on a trip to Costa Rica. Elizabeth Miller is the advocate for the commission. She presented facts about the case at the board's recent meeting and issued a recommendation.
I'm asking that you find probable cause on allegations 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6. I'm asking for no probable cause on allegation 4. It's a solicitation allegation, and I don't believe that there's proof that he solicited.
Gillum's lawyer, Barry Richards, says much of the evidence in the case is based on an affidavit from Adam Corey, a former friend of Gillum and a lobbyist. But Richard questions Corey's motives.
He told the accountant that this whole trip was to be put down as a client development retreat by his company. There is nothing in this record that supports that. What everything supports is that this was a social trip. And that tells you why Mr. Corey had an incentive to do only one thing. He wouldn't testify, he wouldn't submit to an interview, but he voluntarily submitted an affidavit that said, Mr. Gillum never paid me. Well, he had to say that if he was deducting this in his income tax as an expense.
Much of the discussion focused on whether Gillum had stopped for lunch on his way from the airport during the Costa Rica trip. Richard says it's clear Gillum did not, and he says photos provided by Gillum's wife, RJ, support that.
The photographs are time-stamped. The first one was 3:05 p.m., the second one was 3:09 p.m. The flight is about 30 or 40 minutes, and then they had to drive to the location. One thing that is crystal clear here is that Mr. Gillum had no lunch at the Runaway Grill on May 4th to talk about city business or anything else.
But some argued the time linked to the photo likely reflected the time in Tallahassee rather than Costa Rica, giving Gillum a potential opportunity to stop for lunch. Commissioner Garrett Richter says that held a lot of weight for him.
That whole timeline and the time change and the discrepancy, and, well, we got to the hotel at 4, sounds to me like they got to the hotel after lunch.
Commissioners found probable cause in the 5 accusations recommended by ethics advocate Elizabeth Miller. An evidentiary hearing comes next. The ethics allegation, combined with an ongoing investigation into corruption at Tallahassee's City Hall, played a significant role during Gillum's failed 2018 bid for governor. But Tuesday, Gillum announced he's taking a new job, with CNN as a political correspondent. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.